Yes, Jess Glynn. We love that one. We love that one. I want to welcome my first guest. Hi, Akia. See, I'm just at the moment, I need to say it right. I messed it up. And that, but I'm going to say your second name as well, because that'll probably be fun. Correct me if I'm wrong. Kanama.
Kanama.
That's it. Welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. Now, you're a young singer-songwriter. You're from South West London.
I am.
What do you make of sunny Brentwood? It's lovely, isn't it?
I like it. I really like it.
It's like being abroad. It's like Hollywood, isn't it? It's like Hollywood coming, you come to Brentwood. I'm playing it. Now, I've taken a little bit from Facebook.
Okay.
About you. So now let me see if I get this bit right, because you were born to Ghanaian. Is it how you say it? Ghanaian.
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 Yeah.
Parents speaking Twi. Is it Twi? Twi.
No, you pronounce it tree. So it's like a
tree.
Kind of, but mm-hmm. It's like it's T W I. That's how you spell it. But it's like a mix of an R and a W.
Mm-hmm.
So tree.
That's the language, is it?
Yeah, that's one of the main languages.
Do you speak it?
I do.
Say hello to me in that language.
I would normally say hello, but say I saw you and I was like, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Like how, you know, you see your friends, you would say, etise.
Oh, cool.
And then your response would be, aya, if I'm good, aya, means I'm good.
Oh, it's like Birmingham language, isn't it? Aya, how are you doing? you grew up listening to music from High Life, Afro pop artists such as, now I don't know these, Daddy Lumba, Kojo.
Entry?
I'm glad you said it.
I
paused just there, hoping that you was going to jump in and bail me out of those some of these long words. The other words were and as, but got away with those ones. Who are they?
They're Ghanaian artists. So mm-hmm. They were the people that, like, my parents kind of listened to and who were around, that, like, when I was young, like, quite prominent in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
It's a lovely name, your name.
Thank you.
Am I the only person that gets it wrong, or do people struggle with it?
Yeah, people, when they first meet me, they struggle with it, but after a while, they get used to it. So that, yeah, they know how to say it.
And you don't have a short name. People don't go,
no,
like, not me, Aku or something like that.
No. Well, my name's four letters. It's Akua. So, but you pronounce
so easy. I know.
Yeah, it looks easy, but Akua. Yeah.
Bit like, I suppose, like water, isn't it? Akua.
Yeah.
So just think of Akua and Akua.
Yeah.
That's what I've got to do. So, welcome to Brentwood. As we were talking off air earlier on about Tarry and things, and now you're in the town.
I am.
Sean Jones was here last week.
He was.
2.1.5. if he's listening now, he'd be going,
ugh! 1.0. 2.0.
Hello, fella. He's probably listening.
He is.
So, let's get to the music, because it was during the school years that you began playing the piano, writing songs, creating backing tracks. You play guitar.
I do.
You taught yourself as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I taught myself.
Began to write songs based around the guitar and performed new material at school and stuff like that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
You're so very talented.
I'd like to think so.
How would you describe your musical genre? What type of music do you
My
see?
Genre? I would say it's an acoustic blend of R&B, pop and soul. And then sometimes when I'm doing studio produced tracks, I like to branch out even more.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me about your musical journey. What made you want to jump in, and such a young age as well, but what made you want to go into music?
I don't know. When I was younger, I used to watch Stars in Their Eyes and think, I want to go up there.
That was good, wasn't it?
It was Matthew Kelly.
Yeah. Tonight, Matthew, I want to be Elvis Presley. And then the big lights come on and they got changed in about 30 seconds and they come back out of the
light.
Yeah,
and then they're just suddenly transformed. So that was probably the youngest things that I can remember thinking, you know, I want to do that.
Do you know done Michael Jackson, actually? To think that a young Michael Jackson was the chap of JLS. Before he was famous.
Which one?
The little one that dances really good.
Aston.
I think, is it Aston?
Aston from JLS.
Yeah, he came out, he was like, only about 4 foot high, and he came out and he was singing, I think he sung Rockin' Robin, if I remember rightly. Because before they got the group together.
Wow.
Putting the band together. Just goes to show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone's been on it, apart from me. Didn't get through Elvis. It must have been a haircut.
But, I enjoyed doing music in school, and I was just fascinated by instruments and people that could play them. So I was always encouraged by like my teachers, and they would, you know, encourage my parents to let me pursue music. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
the piano's tough instrument to play. Did you have lessons for that?
I did. I had lessons, I think, up until I was maybe like 16.
So you go through the classical route, is it?
Classical route, yeah.
Before you move on, then you decide to teach yourself the guitar.
Yeah.
And how's that coming along?
It's coming along all right. I've got to a stage where, because I taught myself, I'm kind of in a rut. So I'm like taking lessons to like improve and develop my technique now.
Yeah. Do you play these at your gigs?
Yeah, I play guitar. I feel naked without my guitar when I'm at a gig. So I always have my guitar with me at a gig.
And what about keyboards? Not so much.
Not so much. I like the guitar because then I can like move around and put it on my back and.
Yeah, it's more physical, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more mobile as well.
Yeah, that's right. You can't really, you know, chuck a piano around on your back and off, go on the tube and to your next gig. So we're going to do a song. Let's have a look. Should we put Only You or Crazy For You? What should we start off with? I fancy the dance one.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about this one.
So Only You, it was actually the first song that we made from the EP. Mm-hmm. Me and my producer Fidel, aka Funky Papa.
Hey, Funky Papa. Is that Funky Papa there?
Funky Papa, that's hey, the Funky Papa. Papa.
He doesn't look like a Funky Papa, does he?
You'd be surprised.
Please welcome to the house. It's Funky Papa. Yeah.
So that's the first song from the EP, and I think you're gonna play the remix.
The dance remix. The dance remix I've got here says on there SIKBOYZ. What's that?
Sick Boys. Yeah.
There you go. Learn something new every day. It's got some capitals and some not capitals.
Yeah.
Be some sort of code for
quite a funky way.
Boy. Yeah. Funky Papa. So this is the dance mix.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put this on and we'll talk about it. We'll be talking about the EP as well a little bit later. But let's start with the track Only You.
Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Tony Smith, 1.0 to you lot out there. That was a fantastic track. Really darty. So that mix is the dance mix. Is it much different to the main one?
Yeah, it's quite different. The main one's quite moody and, yeah.
Well, moody as in, like, toned down or...?
It's kind of, like, moody and there's, like, a vibe to it and, yeah, so it's quite different to the original.
Cool. Now, we're going to go back in time a little bit because I want to start off around about 2013. You took part in the jump-off. Which is not something where you jump off a cliff or anything like that. If you're listening out there wondering what it is, first of all, tell us what it is.
Okay, so the jump off is it's like a hip hop sort of competition, mm-hmm. and people go and they like battle, like how they like do like battles in America.
Yeah, sing
so
off.
You have like a dance battle where people battle different crews and whoever is the best wins, and then they had like a rap battle and a singing battle.
Yeah, you've got hip hop heavyweights, so you sing things like Drake, Meek Mill, Jay-Z. What? You do a like acoustic version. You won 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I won 4 weeks in a row.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I made it to the finals, and I sang rap songs, acoustic versions of Drake and Jay-Z and Meek Mill. And
what'd you win? Do you look like a load of cash on?
Yeah, there's like a cash prize.
Oh, 4 weeks in a row, that's good, isn't it? It's not like an accumulator, because each week you're just taking all the money.
Yeah, so the winner wins a cash prize.
That's good. You done a degree, didn't you?
I did.
After that, you've done the jump off competition, internships with Royal Opera House, I Love Live.
Yeah.
What's that?
I Love Live they're a live music. They run events and they've had artists like Wretch 3-2 and Jesse J like perform all before like anyone knew who they were. So it's kind of seen as the place to see up and coming artists before they blow up. So it's a really great, it's a really good platform.
Yeah, don't blow too many up though.
No.
Not really any left, were there? What's you're back in the studio writing, recording under Fidel, was it?
Yeah, with Fidel.
And of course the man here, Funky Papa.
Yes.
Funky Papa. Should we speak to Funky Papa? Is he allowed to talk?
No, he's shaking his head.
That's too cool for Funky Baba. Chris Patrick and Rocks of Music.
Yeah.
So, good lineup.
Yeah.
Now, let's get on to the EP, because you've got the debut EP entitled Consume Me. It was out, it's already out, 9th of June.
Yeah, it's out of June.
Features two acoustic tracks, Consume Me and
German Whip.
German Whip, along with three studio tracks produced, includes the leading track Only You, which we just played, produced by Funky Papa. Tell me a bit more about the EP.
Yeah, so the EP is like my first offering. You know, my first EP.
So it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's quite exciting. It's like, you know, this is a queer so far.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do like a mix of studio tracks and acoustic tracks. So the song Consume Me itself is like what you'd expect to kind of hear at a gig. And then there's also like the up-tempo songs as well. So it's kind of different sides of me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's ready. Can you get it on iTunes?
Yeah, you can buy it on iTunes now.
So you go just head to the store and just type it in your name or what's the name of the EP?
The EP is called Consume Me.
Consume Me.
So if you type in the Queer Kanama, Consume Me. But we also have the Only You remix package, which people can download for free.
That's good.
So that includes Only You, the original, and the two remixes as well.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to another track. We're going to play Crazy For You.
Yeah.
That's the second track. Tell me a little bit about this track.
Crazy For You is... it's just about being crazy about someone, and it could be anything. It could be about your kids, it could be about someone in particular. So it's just about like an unconditional kind of love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Queer, Crazy For You.
So much more than air, you help me breathe. Like the sun that shines inside of me. More than rainbows in the sky, overwhelmed like raindrops. drops from my eyes. You're my lifeline, you're the one. Said I'm crazy for you. Said I'm crazy for you. I just can't help how I feel. I just can't help how I feel. Said I'm crazy for you. Yeah, I'm crazy for you. I just can't help how I feel. I just can't. A blanket made of stars, you cover me.
Have a jingle.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
That's me, the favourite Essex boy. Welcome to Essex.
Thanks.
Fantastic song. Great vocals as well. Absolutely
thank
fantastic.
You.
You've got a lovely voice.
Thanks.
So the EP is going well. Are you going to be planning anything else? Are you already planning your next one or debut album possibly?
Yeah, we've been talking about getting back into the studio and working on some new music, so I'm excited to get some new stuff done.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. So getting straight on with the follow-up, so to speak.
Yeah.
And how many tracks you need to be putting on that? Because your EP's got...
Five. There's five tracks on the EP.
Yeah.
So we may do another EP, we may do an album.
Yeah. If you could, I don't ask all my guests this question, but if you could collaborate with any artist, who would you go with?
Who would I go with?
Famous. They could be alive or dead. It doesn't matter.
Alive or dead.
Yeah, if you could just bring one back and make a track up, you know, like Michael Jackson or something like that.
Who would I collaborate with?
Well, Jones 2.8.
I have collaborated with Jones, actually. Yeah.
He's getting a fair bit of radio mention today. He's got... if you're following him on Twitter, by the way, don't forget, you find him with Jones 2.8, as you have to put the point in to get it, you'll find him. And then as soon as you've done that, follow me at DJ Tony Sack, because I need to beat him on the Twitters, because he's got quite, and you've got a load of followers as well. I've got 7,000. You should send me some.
I'll send a few your way.
Lend me some. Lend me some Twitterers. Lend me your ears. No, lend me your Twitterers. Yeah. So you do. You have collaborate. So you do collaborate with other artists.
Yeah. I do.
That's good.
Yeah. So who would I choose? I would have loved to have done a collaboration with Aaliyah. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. What's the you're gigging at the moment?
Yeah.
Where can people catch hold of you? They want to come and see you live.
I'm doing a gig on Saturday at the Kensington Roof Gardens.
Oh, I know. Yeah, really good.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that one, and I'm also performing at the I Love Live show in Bristol. They do like regional shows, like in Bristol and Birmingham.
Yeah, it's lovely, Bristol. Big music scene in Bristol.
Yeah, so I'm going to be heading down to Bristol in a couple of weeks.
Got a big bridge going over the river.
Yeah.
A couple of bars looking outside, right over it, looks good. So you enjoy it.
So yeah, a few things lined up for this month.
Okay. What's your favourite gig? What's your ideal gig? When gigs come in, do you have ones that you think, oh yeah, I can't wait to go there? Or
yeah, I mean, most of the gigs that I've performed, it's normally my first time performing there, so it's always quite exciting to kind of see what it's like and what the venue's like and what the audience is like.
Yeah. Have you had anything embarrassing happen? You've fallen off stage or broke your guitar or forgot the words?
Are you pretty laid back? I don't think I've ever forgotten the words.
You look kind of laid back person. That's
I'm
why. Don't,
quite
you
a
don't
laid
look
back.
Nervous. You're like, you're kind of like, yeah, you know. Auntie Pap was in the house.
Do you know what I used to get? I used to get a really dry mouth sometimes.
Yeah.
And it would be like physically hard to like sing the words.
Don't you have to put that lip gloss on or something?
Yeah, sometimes I would like put extra Vaseline on just in case.
Good stuff. We're gonna put another track on in a minute, but I also want to ask you about videos. Have you got videos for any of your tracks?
There's a video for Only You.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can find that online. That takes on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Yeah, you can find it online.
Do you have a YouTube channel, or is it just?
Yeah, all my social media is Akuia Kanama. So once you actually figure out how you spell that, you can find everything.
Yes, it is. If you spell it right, it comes up fairly quick. So let's run through actually the because you've got Facebook, which is easy to find. I've joined it easy enough. Again, just the spelling. You've got Twitter, but you have got a website, which is links to the whole lot.
Yeah, it links the whole lot.
And that is at.
So it's www.akuia, which is AKUA.
Yeah.
And then Kanama, which is KONAMAH.
Yeah, that's it.
So Akuia Kanama.
Mm-hmm. Quite easy. And I'll be posting up the interview, so I'll put all the links on the show page blog. Now we're going to do another song, because this one is it's the first of the acoustic ones.
Yeah.
This is German Whip. I like the name of the song as well. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, this song, it's actually a cover of Meridian Dan's German Whip.
Mm-hmm.
And because I did lots of rap covers at the Jump Off, I kind of felt like I want to do like a UK rap song.
Yeah.
So this song was like, you know, a couple of months ago, it was like everywhere. Like, you heard this song everywhere, and it was like the biggest grime song of the year. And I really liked it. So I just, I did a cover of it, and I actually met Meridian Dan, and he was like, yeah,
wow,
I really appreciate it. And, you know, I like your cover, basically.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, that's how that song came about.
Well, let's have a listen. This is German Whip.
German whip, blacked out window, leaning back. See me driving a German whip, look like a baller, teasing that. I don't kick balls, do I look like a baller? See me driving a German whip, who told you I move like Papa? See me driving a German whip, who told you I saw them flip? Ride my bike on a bottom dip, mine's up, but I'm gonna burn them quick. Madman, naughty on a Sherman tip. They just wanna mess with my aura. Someone say that spang out of order. Can't make 6 foot man feel smaller. Treat them guys like a private caller. Man a big over there. Them man don't live over there. Man a take off your wig over there. I don't care who you with over there. But man a man's hungry, man a man eats. Man a man's tired, man a man sleeps. Man a man's talking, man a man speaks. They link girls that man a man see me try. Baller, peas and that. I don't kick ball, do I look like a baller? See me driving a German whip. Who told you I move like Papa? See me driving a German whip. Bad boy crep, German whip. Not white fans or white fans. Boy, don't mess with my name. I say old school Meridian man. Guys better show respect if they see man pulling up in a TT. Guys better show respect if they see man filling up in BP. trust me. Who told you that I got rusty? Drew for the WD-40. Punch up, big man, hold like 40. Big man, do big things, 360. Moving along the road too quickly. Though I see bad dogs in this biz, I never see no man chasing a frisbee. See me driving a German whip, blacked out when I'm leaning back. See me driving a German whip, look like a baller, teasing that. I don't kickball, do I look like a baller? See me driving a German whip, who told you I move like barber? See me driving a German whip, driving a, driving a German whip.
That was good, wasn't it? Funky Papa, that was nearly there, wasn't it?
That was.
It was pretty good. Awesome. Lovely song. Now, again, great. I can see why you was winning week after week. Did they bar you from the competition eventually, didn't they? They say, don't come back.
No.
Nicking all the cash. Talk me through, because we haven't touched on the fact that you're a singer-songwriter, obviously. Talk me through your writing songs, because obviously, how'd you start that? You was talking about the song earlier on, about Only You. Do you draw on things that happened in your life?
Yes, it's kind of a mixture. So sometimes I write about stuff that's actually happened to me, and then sometimes I write about stuff that's happened to other people, and, you know, your friends call you up and they're like crying down the phone, and it kind of touches you, and then sometimes
life experiences,
yeah, and then sometimes you just imagine stuff and then you write about it.
Do you do the melody? Do you do the words first, or do you hammer it out on the keyboard, or go to the guitar, strum the chords, and then go from there?
Normally I have my guitar with me, so I kind of play it out with the chords, and then it comes together. So sometimes I have a melody, or sometimes it's the lyrics that come first. So it's not always like a set way every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a mixture.
Bit of both.
Yeah, a bit of both.
And did you find, is it something that comes quite easy? Some people can just write a song really quick. And
Only You came together quite well, but other songs you kind of have to hammer it out for like a couple of hours until something sort of all right comes together.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like the time flies and you never really realise that you've been writing a song for like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. One of the things that I always ask my guests, sort of one of my regular questions, I suppose, is because Britain's Got Talent's due back on the screen soon. Quite a few of the guests have gone on to the shows. Britain's Got Talent, you've got X Factor, and quite a few live and unsigned, not so popular ones. But is it something you'd look at doing? Would you ever go on one of those shows?
I think those shows are really, it's a great platform. But I think for me, it wouldn't probably be the best thing for me to do. I think I'm quite happy to, you know, graft and gig here and do it that kind of take that route instead of going onto like a talent show, because I like to write my own music, and I'm still kind of growing as a person, so I prefer to do it the old-fashioned kind of route.
That's cool. So what's in store for you for the rest of the year now? What you got planned?
I've got more gigs lined up, more like radio interviews, and I had like a TV performance at, on a Sky channel last week.
Is that Chrissy B?
The Chrissy B show, yeah. So I performed there, and that was a
loads
really
of people go on there. I've got Chrissy, if you're listening. What about myself? You need a DJ on there, don't you? Radio versus TV. Get in touch. I'll get my agent to speak to your agent. Well, actually, Funky Papa's in the house, so he can sort that out. Funky Daddy, what was it? Forgotten.
Funky Papa.
What was Funky Papa? Right, we're going to play out with one of your tunes now, because we've got Consume Me, which is the name of the album, the EP.
Yeah.
It's the acoustic version. All this is available on iTunes now.
Yeah, it's all available on iTunes.
It's been fantastic talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
I really enjoyed it. And just again, if you want to go online and check out the rest of it, it's all on your website, which
is Akuya Kanama, so A-K-U-A, and Kanama is K-O-N-A-M-A-H.
Okay, there you go. Akuya
Kanama.
Thank you. This is Consume Me.
That's not a game. I've got to do what I think I need, and I know the situation's bad for me. It's so messed up, it is. I'm troubled to the core, but that decides me. Stress, no, it tells me.